The federal government in Canada has given final approval to a power line up the Cassiar Highway. This is of great interest to the mining community. The power line is going to connect the Continental Grid northwards to Bob Quinn Lake, not far from where it could potentially be connected with Alaska. Leonard Linklater of the CBC up in the Yukon Territory reports that the power line is greeted locally for its economic development potential.
Dave Pernarowski is mayor of Terrace and co-chairs the Northwest Transmission Line Coalition. He says things have been slow in the area over the past decade.
We have struggled. It has not been easy, I'll have to say, over the past 10 years with the decline of the forestry industry.
With Friday's announcement, it means construction can start on the 344-kilometer power line from Terrace to Bob Quinn Lake. The line and a new substation will cost $404 million. Besides opening the area to mines, Pernarowski says it will get communities off diesel. And he says the potential to connect the north to the lower United States means if there's extra power in the Yukon, it can be sold.
And they're certainly interested in working with us to find ways to unleash the power that they have available up in the Yukon area.
Pernarowski says the announcement was met with great excitement at his municipal office. Leonard Linklater, CBC News, Whitehorse.